Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking about a subject matter that I know is really fascinating to so many of you. And what is that? That's the psychic self. We are going to be talking with Lorraine Rowe about her book, The Psychic Housewives Handbook. That's right, you ladies that think you don't have to do much to do. Ha ha ha. The Psychic Housewives Handbook. We'll show you how you can keep your feet on the ground and your head in the stars. Lorraine Rowe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Lorraine, the book that you've put together here is practical for the understanding of developing intuition, but you've also put a lot of exercises, different tips in it. With the subject matter itself, often people want to know what it is that you did, or what was it that happened to you that made your own abilities something that you could see being useful?
Well, I mean, I think that I was around some psychics at the time it happened to me. I was around in the capacity of I was doing a video for them. I was producing a video, and I was able to see that they're pretty normal people, actually. And I started out as pretty much a workaholic television reporter and a mother, and I ended up slowing down and calming down and meditating, doing a lot of things to just kind of get out of the working world. And at that time, suddenly a lot of these abilities came in, and at first it was scary. It was really scary. It was really weird and strange and scary, but
now,
I happened to
know. Let me stop you there. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why was it weird? Why was it scary? How did it happen? You know, these words, people just go boop, 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 boop. And I love to know what it is that they're defining weird, scary, and
okay, well, unusual. I was at my home in my minding my own business in my office, and a dead grandma showed up. And I saw her. I saw her psychically. And she started showing me really, I started getting really rapid fire images of a little boy holding a bucket of peaches on a porch. And it finally came to my attention that it was probably a very good friend of mine's husband who's a medical doctor. And the scary part was first of all seeing this woman and thinking, am I a lunatic or is this real? And then the other scary part was to try and confirm it with this guy who was pretty much left-brained, you know, to say, hey, guess what? Your dead grandma talked to me. And but when I did it, he was actually really amazingly receptive because he had a picture, a black and white picture exactly of what I had seen in my mind's eye of him being a small child at his grandma's house holding a bucket of peaches wearing a striped shirt.
Oh, that's fabulous.
It was great.
Now, the reason I say that's fabulous is for those who are listening to this show, because I've been in the work for so many years, the one thing I want people to not have is fear about this. Because when spirit comes into you, and that's the common term that's used, or an energy comes into you, giving you this kind of information, it is meant to help you understand something. It's not something you're to be afraid of.
Well, that's why the humor part's so important. I mean, you have to laugh. I mean, a friend of mine who has become psychic really rapidly, doing a lot of the quieting down for herself, woke up one night in the middle of the night and she saw psychically these dead relatives at the end of her bed, and she sat up and she said, could you be quiet? I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, I love the practical side of this.
That is right.
Very good.
That's right. And I think that's the point here is that, you know, it's not that you and I don't have a say in these experiences. We get to say how we want it to be a lot of the times. And I think that's the point is that, you know, you're right. I mean, it is scary for most people. Most people that I talk to, it's starting to happen for them, and they're afraid to let it go because it's letting go of some control, right? But really, your life does blossom and get bigger, and you have more choices when you let this psychic stuff in. It's just a matter of giving it a test run.
You had a friend, Helen Michaels, and I really like this quote. The spiritual journey is a control freak's nightmare.
Yes.
I like that one. That one I liked really, really good. Now, you do have a website, and we'll be giving that later, but you've got courses online that people can, you know, that can they can take. But what was it for you? Now, everyone has a different awareness. Some people are clairaudient, which means they can hear things. Others are clairsentient, you know, their sensory system is occupied in a certain way. Clairvoyant, where they see, like pictures in the mind, etc., or even actually with the physical eye. There's so many different ways that psychic abilities can demonstrate itself. For you, it sounds like you were having some, though, in your book. You talked that a lot of this started when you were little. What is your earliest experience that you remember?
Well, I mean, I had, when I was little, what I remember is knowing things about people, like having a gut feeling about things, and having a sense of people without really knowing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that. But other than that, I mean, it was, you know, I think pretty early on, the one thing I did, I had an experience of looking in a mirror and hearing someone say, "I love you." And I knew it was a disenfranchised voice. I knew it was somebody with me was saying that to me. But as time went on, as I talk about in the book and everything, I just started closing down, and did not, you know, I did not, would not have called myself psychic by any means during my whole adult, most of my adult life.
You have some interesting suggestions in your book. You have your psychic laundry list, which I really think is cool because there's a lot of good information to journal experiences, stuff like this. But you also say that we need to zone out in a way, like you mentioned, quieting down. And you're saying we need to take time for ourselves. And if people are asking of our time, if they're wanting from us, we need to be able to say no. That is a real challenge. With you, you know, being a 5-time Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter, I mean, that winding down had to be really tough for you.
It was. It was a huge, it was a huge change in lifestyle. But I was really called to it. You know, I have to say, followed my intuition on that one. I mean, definitely the intuitive pull to stop all the shenanigans came in very strongly before I felt like I was full on psychic, and I had to get to the point where I just wasn't so externally focused and crazy busy. And I, you know, that's what I noticed with women. I mean, a lot of people that I know about right now, I don't know about you if you're finding this, but people are getting booted out of their jobs.
Oh yes.
And it's happening like a wave across the country, and I don't blame it on, you know, we can say it's the economy, but I also think it's an energy thing because these people are ready for a break and to do something that really fits them, that really is part of their lifestyle instead of making the job define their lives.
Well, I think that we're in a very fast-paced change cycle,
yeah.
And it's almost like the universe is saying, get out of your short pants. Come on, it's time to grow up.
That's
get
right.
On the long path. Now, you have some suggestions in here that I thought were very interesting. One, again, this is part of the psychic laundry list. You said you want to create a safe space for yourself, and you want to create more room for your feelings by acknowledging them and by releasing old ones. Your first assignment is to throw out or burn something that was given to you by someone you intuitively know you do not like, respect, or trust. And I can remember doing that when I was 19 years old.
Wow.
And I did it, and I'll never forget the feeling when I did it. I burned everything that was associated with this individual, and what it did, it liberated me, and I said, I'm free. This is it. Because
yeah.
I'd been holding on to certain things with what I call a fantasy in my mind, and when I burned this, and again, I was 19, and when I look back, I go, wow, this is really unusual for a 19-year-old to do. But that's what I did, and that enabled me to move forward. That is a very, very good suggestion.
Well, thank you. You know, it came to me through divine. I mean, I started practicing that process not as early as you did, but I did. I started, you know, in around 2002, and it was miraculous because to me it was able. I was able to physically take something and make it really tangible. And the other thing I talk about in the book, another exercise, is to take a plate and write on permanent marker everything that's bugging you, and then smash it outside with a hammer. And I mean, it is just like a big release, and you, I think you're physically releasing the energy back to God and the universe, but you're also just getting it off your chest, and that's really powerful because we're bodies, man, and we need to have physical representations of what's going on for us.
I like this one chapter title that you have, The Seeming Insanity of Divine Direction. Boy, is that the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not logical. This is something people will say, I don't understand why you are doing what you're doing. And you go, you don't have to. I'm just going to do it because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
No, it is not logical. You go, yes, it is. And then it works out and they go, how'd you do that?
Yeah.
it's so much fun. It really is.
Right. We don't understand either why we're doing it, but we just trust.
That's right. We just go with the flow.
Yep.
Just go with it and get it done. Now, you have a number of stories about different people in here. And when you're on this journey, you're always going to be meeting up with what I would say are fellow travelers. And what is the most significant story about a fellow traveler that you encountered that really made a difference in your life?
Well, you know, I know a story of my cousins. This is just really powerful for me about protection. I was doing a reading for my 30-year-old cousin. Her name is Susan, and I was doing a reading, and I said, "Oh, you've got this lovely female guide," and da 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 da. And her father was present too. Her father was physically present. My uncle. And he said, you know, when Susan was two, they were at a party at a lake with a dock, and she fell off the dock, and someone pulled her out. And when because she couldn't swim, and the parents had just kind of gotten distracted at this party, and they pulled her out, and they went to find or thank the person who had done it, and they could not find them.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't even identify them. And I, you know, hearing that story, I mean, my uncle was in tears, and my uncle isn't really a psychic believer necessarily, but he was sobbing. It was kind of like two things happened to me. One was people who don't necessarily believe outwardly, like say they believe, still believe. And that we are so, so supported and loved and protected that even, you know, a small child got physical help from, I believe, a spiritual being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that kind of, you know, the stories of people having interventions, and even if it's not a physical intervention, the stories, it's miraculous of what people are encouraged or loved through, you know, with their guides.
Oh, I agree. I think that is something I've experienced it many times myself, and I've known many thousands of people that I've interacted with through the years that have had unique experiences that only they can talk about because it's theirs. And that's something I think we need to address, too. Everyone has an experience, intuitive experiences that belong to them.
Yes.
And they're unique to them. The sensation, the reality, all of it, it is just their experience. It's nobody else's. And so sometimes people will have a very tough time. I encountered a woman just this past week who had a very tough time. She was hesitant to discuss some things that she had seen, and she's a natural medium. She has seen people from the other side ever since she was knee-high to a grasshopper. And because of religious training and various situations, she's become scared of her own capabilities. And so fortunately, she talked with me, and boy, the stuff that came out of her was just wonderful. But
yes,
she needed that kind of a support. And I think that that's something you bring out in your book, The Psychic Wives Handbook, that is very important. Don't be afraid to develop a new association with people, linking with people that are going to be able to understand what you're talking about.
Right. No, that's true. And I mean, I laugh, because I was kind of in the same boat, but I do laugh. People will email me or call me and say, I've had this experience and this experience and this experience. What does it mean? And it's like, well, it means you're psychic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like we do not want to call it psychic for some reason, but people have these experiences all the time. And I think if you can shift around to where you're willing to look at them and get support for it, you know, with people who are like-minded so that you're not, you know, mocked or feeling embarrassed, if you get like-minded people around you, then you can actually shift around and see that you are already psychic. I mean, there's not that much you have to do if you're already having a lot of these experiences to really, you know, roll around in the psychic ability and start having some fun, too.
Yes, and I think that having a good sense of humor is important. Also, I think it can create a whole new area of paradigm. Because
mm-hmm.
you sometimes, dependent on what your skills and talents are, you may pick up on people like this young woman I was speaking with. She was picking up on someone who is dressed in what you would call the 1950s garb.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sees these things very clearly. She described the color and everything else. And sometimes people have certain talents, like they might be able to walk into a museum and they're going to be able to identify certain people that might be walking around. It's sort of like a Harry Potter experience. And you have things floating around or people that are popping up. And you go, where did that person come from? And they're coming in. They're wearing this costume. They must be going to a party of some kind. Well, lo and behold, they disappear. They were a ghost.
Yes.
Or they are a mind image that is like an imprint that they are picking up on. It's fascinating stuff. I just love it.
And yeah, it's really fascinating. And people, I mean, the other thing that I can't remember the technical name of it, but when people could hold an object and get the feelings and the history
psychometry.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Psychometry.
That interests me a lot because, mm-hmm. You know, I can not, that is not a skill that I have, but I know people who do it really, really well, including I think James Van Praagh does that. And it's just really interesting to watch them do the work.
Yes, I think it's absolutely fascinating. Now, there's a part of your book where you talk about duct tape conversation. Try to say that fast 5 times. Yes, 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 we'll come out with some very interesting words. Duct tape conversation. Let's talk about that.
Well, that kind of came out of some things I was having in my own family life and I was also conducting a class. And another friend of mine's like, you're not listening. You're not listening to some people in your life. And I was like, she was so right. Because I, you know, as a reporter, I was paid to listen to people and I paid very close attention to what they said, but I'd kind of slipped into making assumptions about who they were and where they were in their life. And, of course, everything changes all the time, so that's a mistake. And one day I just said, you know, let's do this duct tape exercise. And I did it with some of the students online, and I had been doing it for a while in my life. And, oh, my gosh, it's all about interviewing someone you think you know really well, like a spouse, a child, an uncle, a best friend, just shutting up, pretending like you have duct tape on your mouth, and whatever they say, letting them talk, and just saying, oh, really, tell me more, even if you're having a big, huge emotional reaction to what they're saying. Because it really is about letting yourself become a blank canvas. They get to paint on it and say whatever they want to say, and you get to listen. And that's really being in the moment and really getting a look at how they're thinking, what they're thinking, who they are.
I think that is so important.
Mm.
And it's not something that is typically encouraged, but it is something that really can make a difference. And it also assists in intuitive development.
Yes.
It enables you to realize that just as you need to learn to listen to those that are around you in the physical level that we're experiencing, also there is an opportunity for you to develop that kind of concentration and mind shift where you can listen to your intuitive perspectives.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. It's a, you know, you can do the duct tape exercise with the in the unseen realms as well.
Now, we've talked a little bit about tools, and you have some information on stones and colors and all kinds of things. There's just so much good information in your book, but let's talk for a minute about people being aware, how they can mentally set a stage for protection. And I use that, and it's not that you're not supposed to pay attention to what's going on around you. It's just to be able to set that heightened level of awareness where you know that only the highest and best is going to be in your space. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, the problem that happens is if people don't acknowledge the existence of these other realms and energy realms, then it's like saying, I don't believe in electricity, so I'm going to put my finger in the socket, you know? I mean, there's different forms of energy, and if somebody's practiced it at energy work and they don't have good intentions, you know, you can be harmed by them. But if you're acknowledging that there are energetic realms, then you're looking for the highest good energy to come in. And setting the stage involves setting your intention. And one of the prayers that I say is I invite in beings of highest consciousness when I'm doing readings for people, when I'm creating a space. And a lot of the time, too, I'll go out in either wilderness or my backyard and draw a circle around myself and do a little prayer calling in full protection in my space. And it is uncanny how often the universe intervenes on my behalf, canceling appointments, keeping people out of my way that I had not a great feeling about, and suddenly, you know, they're not going to be in my presence. And so I just think the universe has so many protections and shortcuts, but you do have to acknowledge the energy and ask for the help.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Right.
That's an adage that I think applies to so many levels in life. Now let's talk about kids. You've got a son, Nathan, and he's very proud because he can manifest things. Let's talk about your talented son.
Okay, my son Nathan is really intuitive and really good at just getting what he wants. I've talked about some of the examples in the book, but literally one day he was like, well, I really want a sweatshirt. I want a new sweatshirt. And it was about 2 days later, his grandparents, unbeknownst to us, sent 2 sweatshirts. Then we went to see the first Transformers movie, and there was no motorcycle Transformer, and he goes, oh, I really like motorcycle Transformers. And then we went to Target that day, and there was one single Transformer, because at the time it was so popular, it was a motorcycle Transformer. And he can say, I want a Playdate, and lo and behold, 2 or 3 friends will call asking for Playdates. I mean, he when he wants something, it totally happens for him. And he's really intuitive about knowing how to get it and what he wants and saying it out loud and having it absolutely manifest.
Well, he's very fortunate that he has a family that's supportive. How does your husband feel about all this hoodoo, voodoo, as some people would say? Does he have as much fun with it as you do?
Oh, he loves it. No.
Sounds like my husband. Does he say to you, why don't we win the lottery?
Yes, yes. I've heard that before. Yeah, that's great. Thanks, honey. That's really big. Thinking big.
I just love it. They'll say, okay, we'll take, you know, $500 million. Who cares? You know, this is fun.
Yeah. Are you a guy? I know. That's... Yeah. No, he's been very, I mean, he's a sweetheart. He and I were married 7 years ago, and he knew me as a reporter. I worked with him for 5 years at a TV station, and he knew me then as a reporter, and he was an editor. And so my gift came in full-on psychic ability came in right when I was dating him. And it has been really great because he has kind of grown watching me and also developing his own style and knowing. You know, he talks about spirit guides and following his intuition and all that. So he's definitely on board, which is really cool.
I think so. Now, your daughter, Kendall, she has her own skills and gifts, and she demonstrates them differently. She's very clairvoyant. And how old is she?
She's now 13.
All right. So you've been very supportive of these talents, but you tell stories about her and how she would see things. You'd interpret them because you knew and understood more than she did. But
yeah.
She's pretty good. What is it that she is?
Well, she's really funny. I mean, she sees cartoon characters. Her clairvoyancy is cartoon characters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she can see ghosts as well, but she can see things really rapid fire, and I mean – she gets these really silly looking images, and I'm like, you know, and I'll go, like, oh, I see a silly monkey, or I see a, you know, I see a baboon, I see a bunny, you know, and I'm like, well, what is the bunny? And it's, you know, and a lot of times I'll know, you know, rabbit can be the fear, you know, that it symbolizes fear. And they know I know. I mean, her angels know I know what it means, even if she doesn't. And it is uncanny how she knows things that she doesn't really know. I can say, can I ask you a psychic question? And she has no background on it, and her imagery will completely answer my question.
Now, you have a four-year-old son, Sam.
Yes, I do. Just turned five, Sammy.
And
yeah.
He is interesting because he has a capacity for observation, but I really got a chuckle out of the story when you went to a psychic fair in Southern California. And you talked to him, and he was just a little guy. You said, are you excited because you're going to see a bunch of psychics? He goes, huh, amateurs. I mean, I just, here's a four-year-old making these comments. He's come in. All of your children have come in with this awareness of abilities, and he seems to even have it in a stronger sense in a particular way.
Yeah, he does. I think because he was born to me when I was fully acknowledged psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when he came in, I saw him. I mean, he came to me psychically and I saw some physical characteristics of him. And he told me he's very excited to come into a body. And he told me he'd have one ear that was bigger than the other and some other things about him, which it turned out to be true, all of it. And I think that it's all by design that he's here, but I know also part of the message, the big message for me from the book is to say to other mommies, please support these abilities because they're natural to your children. They don't need to be scary, and it actually brings everybody along when the children have these abilities.
That's true, and I really like the positive enforcement that you have in the book saying whatever your style is, be comfortable with it. And be willing to grow, be willing to explore, be willing to ask questions, be willing to learn. And the reality is you never, ever know it all. It's an ongoing process because it's an individual journey.
Right. And it's sloppy. It's like, let it be sloppy. It gets fun, but it's got to breathe, man. It can't just be all perfection.
Right. Absolutely. Now, there is, again, there are a number of stories here. But you're saying having fun with it and just be okay. You talk about the school of the fool.
Know anything about that?
Well, I think we've all been attendees at one time or another. But to describe why that was important for you to discuss.
Well, I have had to look very foolish in this journey. I mean, I am telling you, I would be doing some crazy stuff, like including I got the incredible intuition to just wear a feather boa. Like I was really kind of ordered by my angels to wear a feather boa to like all these parts of my daily life, to the grocery store, to the school, because it was actually this idea of having fun and being silly. And I went out in a boa, you know, a feather boa, and I mean, I got the craziest comments and looks, and you'd think, oh, it's not that big of a deal, but it was kind of about being silly and having fun, and it's kind of a microcosm of you're going to be called up to do some things that are somewhat public and somewhat embarrassing, but you can also have some fun with it. And I think the foolish part is people are afraid to say, I'm psychic, or I'm trying to be psychic, or I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that, but it actually... it's humbling and it's important because it's part of the surrender of the journey.
I agree. Lorraine, you have a website, and there's a lot of good things on your website. It's thepsychichousewives.com. So for those of you listening that might be interested in the book, it's The Psychic Housewives Handbook, How to Keep Your Feet on the Ground and Your Head in the Stars. Lorraine Rowe is my guest. Again, her website is psychichousewives.com. Lorraine, is there something you would like to give my audience as a closing thought before we say goodbye for our conversation today?
Well, I guess just if you are intuitively pulled towards these concepts and towards living your life by your intuition, psychic abilities, follow it because it's a God-given call. Just go for it. It will work out. You'll be loved and supported through the process, and it will really open up your life.
I agree. It'll transform your life in ways that you never, ever expected.
Mm-hmm.
The Psychic Housewives Handbook. Hey, guys, you can get one, too. It's okay. Doesn't make any difference. Anytime we can empower our own capabilities and talents, it's something that I think we need to be aware of. And developing the psychic self is just as important as developing the intellectual self. They really are good partners. Lorraine, again, thank you for being my guest. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. 888-815-9756 is the phone number when we come back. Donna Sebo here. Don't go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, here is the toll-free number that you can call into, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. If you're a first-time listener, all you need to do is, when you call in, give me your first name or your initial. After that, you're welcome to ask a question after I give you my insights about anything that you like. So 888-815-9756. Now, we have got a dynamic week coming up, and we're going to be talking with two women on Monday. If you're building a website, if you have a website, and you are wanting to direct more business to your website, we've got two ladies, Wendy and June. We're going to be talking about the publication, 6 Steps to Convert Website Visitors into Buyers. That is going to be on Monday. Then on Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the transformational diet. Brett Salisbury is going to be my guest. This is a fascinating book, and I'm just amazed at the results my husband's getting. It's just absolutely incredible. Then we're going to be talking to a very special and talented man, Paul Rademacher, The Spiritual Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. That is the title of the book. This man went through a journey to find out about his own intuitive abilities. He's currently the director of the Monroe Institute in Virginia. Fascinating man, and I think you'll find his story interesting. Mark Lindemer, we're going to be talking on Thursday of next week about wedding reception perfection. This is involving not just weddings, actually. There's a lot of things that you could get in the way of pointers. If you're going to be doing any kind of activities socially, or, you know, not just a wedding, but if you're going to be doing things that are going to be major birthday parties, special events, his insights, I think, can be very, very useful. And then Dr. Janine Talty, a week from today, Indigo Awakening, developing your own intuitive perspectives and being able to understand whether you're an adult. We've heard about indigo children, but this is really more about everybody, adults especially, who need to know about their intuitive talents. So that's the lineup that we have for next week. And the newsletter is up and posted on my website. If you want to go in and review it, you can do that. Go to DelphiInternational.com and just look up the little tab that says newspaper or newsletter, excuse me. Tap on that and you'll see this month's newsletter that has gone out, also giving information about upcoming appearances and various things that are evolving, as well as a listing of guests. But if you want a write-up regarding the guests, then go into the BBS website. You're already on it, but you can go in there and you can see the listing of information regarding my guests, the dates that they are going to be appearing, and a little bit about them. So I think that that makes it easier for you, and you can have an idea of maybe some particular areas of interest that might be coming up. Well, I wanted to share with you again, if you want to chat with me, 888-815-9756 is the toll-free number if you would like to have, let me light up your life with some intuitive insight. Here in the Pacific Northwest, Boeing is a very, very significant company, has been for a lot of years. And they have facilities up here that are just unbelievable in size. Now, at this time, they are doing some testing in one of their facilities with lightning and how it affects planes. And there are several thousand amps that are forced through a model of a Boeing 747 that they have suspended on a wire. And there are researchers at Lightning Technologies, Inc. that have these very sophisticated high-speed cameras, and it can capture where and how electricity flows. Now, for those of you that fly, you know when you're at an airport, as I was and I've been many times, they will say thunderstorms in the area. You automatically, if you do a lot of flying, go, well, guess what? We may be grounded until the storms pass. And that has happened to me once when I was in Texas, another time when I was in Virginia. I mean, these are things that are realities. This is not something that we can do anything about. This is Mother Nature. And when she has her storms like this, I call them electrical PMS attacks, then you just need to realize that you are not going to be going anywhere because it is extremely dangerous. Well, they have in this Boeing facility an extremely tall structure, and it's blue in color. It contains 24 capacitors that generate up to 2.4 megavolts, and it simulates a lightning strike. And when they're developing new designs, they use this particular environment, this facility, to go through simulations to locate which sections of the plane are most likely to be struck. Now, I have a picture in front of me where they captured in a split second, I mean, this is just amazingly sophisticated camera work, electricity going to the very wingtips of the plane. It's amazing how that works. So when they do this, they're tested to make sure that the plane can withstand a strike. So this is very sophisticated. It's called a lightning lab. There's a one that's located in Pittsburgh, Massachusetts. Also tests the hardiness of wind turbine spacecraft and missiles. We don't realize that when we are in these vehicles that so often we take for granted. I always chuckle whenever I encounter, and this is very rare, to be perfectly frank, irate people that just get so upset that things just aren't moving along in the way that they think, and they get upset with the fact that planes are late or something's been delayed, even though it could be a tremendous storm or there is actually a mechanical problem, and they get all miffed and all upset. Well, we take a lot of things for granted. But without this testing, without this sophistication of technology, there would not be as successful a rate of travel that you have. You're actually safer in a plane than you are in an automobile on a freeway. It's amazing. And when I think today that you can be on the East Coast at 8:30 in the morning, get on a plane, and be on the West Coast, literally 3 hours time-wise later, it's more like 5.5 hours traveling time nonstop. It's really exciting. I know my husband has often talked about his father, who was born in the late 1800s, and how he saw the Wright brothers take off in their plane. Well, my goodness, just look at that span of time. Look at what we've done and how we've come forward. Thinking and working and realizing that you're dealing with different components and elements and wanting to make things better and better and better. It is so fascinating, and it is amazing how people can problem solve and really improve when they're given the opportunity. So I know in today's world, by the time you get through getting slam dunked with all the things that are going wrong, with all the things that are going bad, we just think, oh, I don't know there's anything we can do. Of course there is. That's where the human spirit and where the talent of innovation and creativity and entrepreneurship needs to shine. And that is when it's opportunity for those that look at life as a glass half full instead of half empty. When you can do that, then you're going to say, let me see how I can make something different. It's sort of like fixing something for dinner. And maybe you find you're out of an ingredient. So you go and you adapt and you use a different type of ingredient. Sometimes it may not be so good, but other times people will say, I don't know what you did differently, but this is the best meal you've ever fixed. You go, oh, that's interesting. So it's the same thing with what we consider progress or innovation. It's how can we think outside of the paradigms that we have been endowed with, outside of our comfort zones. And Neil Donald Walsh, when I was talking with him yesterday, there was a portion of his book where he said his father would say to him, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Has anybody said that to you? Well, what Neil did was take that very statement that had been made to him when he was quite young, and he said, you need to get out of your mind. And what he was meaning by that is that you need to get out of your mindset. You need to be able to expand yourself. You need to know that you have a capability of being more than you already are. So just like Lorraine was saying, so many people are finding their jobs are in jeopardy, their worlds are turning around. What a wonderful opportunity to do something innovative. A person I was talking with earlier today was telling me how a young individual in their family did not have an opportunity to get a job when they got out of college. Well, instead, what they decided they were going to do was volunteer for the Peace Corps. The transformation in that young person's life has been phenomenal. They're seeing parts of the world that in a million years they would never have an otherwise opportunity to see. And they're also getting a glimpse of the way other cultures are and what their living environment is. And it's just opening up this young person's mind in ways that's making him enthusiastic about the area of expertise he wanted to go into, and it was an area of medicine. This is something we need to remember. This is something that should be exciting to us. So no matter what your circumstances are, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, understand this is a time for opportunity. It's a time to reach for the best. Hey, tomorrow is the 4th of July, and maybe you'd like to fix up something that's going to be quick and easy and deliciously flavorful as a dessert. Having a barbecue? Well, I've just got something real simple to share with you here. And it's something I'm just going to give it out quickly because it is great. And you can make it so pretty if you have little wine goblets, just something. You can put it in any kind of a container. And this was done by some friends of mine. They did something similar to this. So I said, this is really a good idea. Now, this is all you're going to need. You're going to need 2 cups of whipped cream, 3 cups of cubed pound cake, you're going to need berries. I'd recommend a half a cup of blackberries, raspberries, and, well, a little bit of whatever else you might like. You might prefer blueberries. You know, you can get frozen or strawberries. So pick your favorite berries, but have a mixture of them. All you need to do is layer the first four ingredients in your glasses or your bowls. You begin with a little bit of cream, or you can use something else if you want. If you're following a diet of some kind, be innovative here. Use a little bit of cream, followed by your cake, then the berries, and just repeat it. It's refreshing, it's light. You might want to add a touch of vanilla to the whipped cream when you do it, and, you know, be innovative here, or maybe a touch of almond, just for a little bit of flavor. Whatever you do, maybe a little cinnamon, delicious, light, and it won't hurt the figure. Good things. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. We're going to be back in a moment. 888-815-9756. Phone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, for those of you who are listening in Western Washington, the state of Washington, I wanted to let you know that there's a wonderful event that's going to be coming up, and I'm going to be participating in it. It's Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Now, this year, and it's traditionally, the first 3 weekends in August, it is a marvelous family event. It's going to be the same time frame, August 1st, 2nd, 8th, 9th, 15th, and 16th. It's at Maris Farms in Buckley, Washington. Now, I have free passes to give away, and if you would like to get a free family pass, that's right, you can take the kids, maybe some of your neighbors, but you could all get in. It's a family pass, and I have 10 of them to give away, and I'm giving away 2 a week. So if you would like to be able to get a free family pass to the Washington State Renaissance Fantasy Fair, then I want you to email me at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and put in there that you are wanting to have the free family pass, and I will need your contact information, and you can put that in the email. Be sure and give me your phone number so that I can call you. And I have, again, I have 10 of these family passes, and I just know that you will have a marvelous time. It can be used on any one of these weekends. This is an event that is just absolutely awesome. I've been participating with these people for over 7 years, and it is a wonderful, wonderful experience. So I'm going to be there, and you can look for my booth. I'll have the bright yellow banners with gigantic red lions on them that will be outside of the tent. Yes, we've put up these tents, and it's just a lot of fun and colorful, and I'm Lady Donna when I'm there, and I'll be doing readings for people, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful event. So again, if you want a free family pass, a family day pass, to the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Send me an email at donna@delphiinternational.com. I wanted to share with you, by the way, if you want to give me a call, 888-815-9756, how important animals are in relationship to children and perhaps their special needs. There's a little boy. He's 10 years old. His name is Cole. And this little boy, he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And, of course, we all know that this is a condition that creates damage to the motor centers of the brain. They don't know exactly what the specific cause of it is, but when he was growing up, he was dealing with all of the distortions that this particular disease brings. He couldn't play with the kids. He felt very, very lonely. And his mother, Michelle, found out about companion dogs for children with cerebral palsy. Well, they went to an organization called Canine Companions for Independence, and there was a black lab there, and she was a mix, but I've got a picture of her in front of me. She's just absolutely gorgeous, and the bond between this boy and the dog was just absolutely amazing, and the dog was assisting the boy, Cole, to learn how to become independent, and instead of feeling unable to do things, he developed a sense with his companion that he could do things, and this was his dog. Well, his family was just absolutely thrilled, and the dog, of course, went with him everywhere to the doctor's office. Now, what happened is that some physicians decided that there might be an opportunity to help Cole where they might be able to do something with his nervous system through surgery, about getting where he could walk, where he didn't have to be in a wheelchair. Do you know what? It worked. The surgery worked, and they were working on him, and the dog was right there in that room when he came out of his anesthesia, and by golly, that dog stayed with him throughout his recuperation period, and do you know what? That little boy was able to take the steps that he thought he would never be able to take because of the devastating disease that he had. Now, his dog, the name is Ilya, and he was nominated for the ASPCA's Dog of the Year Award. And Cole, he's a year older now. He is involved in horseback riding. He does karate, and he's also been involved in a fundraising walk. This dog made such a difference in this boy's life. It enabled him to overcome fears, and through the skills of some very, very specialized surgeons, they were able to give him back a part of his life that he otherwise perhaps wouldn't have had because of their skill and their knowledge about the nervous system and how to make a difference. It was a long shot. They took it, and this dog was there with this boy throughout the whole process. And it enabled him to realize that anything is possible and gave him the self-confidence and the belief that he needed to be able to get through it. There is so much in the way of communication between human beings and animals. And whether it's a dog, a ferret, a parrot, it doesn't make any difference. It is important to understand they're living beings, sentient beings that are there as a part of our lives to empower us. I know how important our little Scotties are that we have, and I know with so many of you, you have that love and that passion for your little people as well, or big people, whatever it might be. You know, a 1,200-pound horse is not a little person. That's a big person. But anyway, wherever you are, 4th of July is just round the clock. It's going to be here. It's a wonderful holiday weekend for so many of you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, have a fabulous time. Be safe. Enjoy your family and your friends. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It's up to you to take your light and let it shine wherever you are. Because if you turn it off, this world's going to be a darker place. So turn it on and let it shine. This is Donna Siebel. Again, have a fabulous holiday weekend. Be back here on Monday, same time, same place, right here on BBS Radio. Bye for now.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604. You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.